boys and girls. My friend Spock, who was dressed very much like me, just said something about teddy bears with 6-inch fangs, and that reminded me of a story. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
When the teddy bears went to the woods to play, there was ever so much fun. And all of the teddy bears joined in the games, except a lonely one, who'd sit by himself on a rock by a tree and say, "Won't anyone come play with me?" But they all would pretend they could not hear or see him because of his razor-sharp fangs. At the end of the day, they went back to the toy store, and climbed up on the shelves to wait for some children to come in and find them and choose one for themselves. And one by one, all of the teddies were chosen, except for the one with his little heart frozen. Nobody wanted to bury their nose in him 'cause of his razor-sharp fangs. Oh, he was the teddy bear nobody loved, who never was cuddled or snuggled or hugged. And soft, growly lullabies he never sang because of his hideous drool-covered, venomous, 6-inch-long, razor-sharp fangs. When the shopkeeper noticed the bear on the shelf was left there all alone, he said, "I can't keep you 'cause you'll never sell, so out you'll have to go." The teddy bear cried and he pleaded and sighed, but the shopkeeper simply would not change his mind. He said, "No one who looks at you ever will buy you because of your razor-sharp fangs." Oh, he was the teddy bear nobody loved. He never was cuddled or snuggled or hugged. And into a dumpster he went with a bang because of his hideous, drool-covered, venomous, 6-inch-long, razor-sharp fangs. So sad. But the next day the next day a little boy walked down the alley and saw the teddy there, and said, "It would be an illogical folly if you were not my bear." Human emotions are no interference. I do not object to your monstrous appearance, and hopefully you won't mind long pointy ears since you also have razor-sharp fangs. So he's still the teddy bear nobody loves, but at least he gets cuddles and snuggles and hugs. And every day the lonely teddy gives thanks for the boy who did not mind his flawlessly logical, stylish and practical, highly adaptable, jagged and hideous, drool-covered, venomous, 6-inch-long, laser-sharp fangs.